Good morning, welcome everyone. Baruch Hashem, we continue with Dir Shemishron Simin Gimel Sif Yud Gimel Shir number 9. And we are, today is Chav Gimel Adar Aleph Toshim Pei Beis 2/24/2022. We're discussing the halachas of Beis Akisei and the correct approach of how one should behave and use the restroom. Lo Yashtin Me'umud. The Mechaber says that a person should not be mashtin. Mashtin is another way of saying to urinate. You should not be urinating standing up. And the concern is, because of the droplets that would perhaps splash onto one's feet. And what's the problem with that? So we'll see shortly what the problem with that is. Unless a person is standing in a high place, and when he would be mashtin in the makom gavoya, then it would not be a problem. Or he is being mashed into offer tichuach, which means that it's dirt, which was worked already. It was plowed. It's like a plowed field. And we'll explain now in the Mishnah what this is referring to. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Chav Gimel on the bottom of the page, V'yayimu shukru shofcha. So, this is a whole sugya in Yevamos, based on the psukim, in the Torah, where if a person is not able to have a strong flow, then there's a concern that one would say, well, how does this person have children? If you can't have a strong flow, then those children are not his children, and then they're mamzerim, because he's married to this Isha. She says she's the mother, but he can't be the father. So it's an interesting thing that we're always concerned, Shema Yoimru, that these people say something. But the Maisa, that's what he's saying here, She'in Meimai Raglov Mikalchin Ela Shoisesin Ugushavcha Ena Moilid. Because his urine, his Meimai Raglov, is not able to come out like a stream, it's just dripping. And the Krus Shavcha is not able to have children. V'yoimru Albanov She'inam Tseloi. And person will say that his children are not his children. Unless he is standing in the Makom Gavoya, so the understanding is that it's not going to switch onto him. If he doesn't have this suggestion to use, v'gam, in other words, we're discussing in those days when they would use they would go out in the field. V'gam shom i'afshav yeshiva, and over there it's not possible to sit down. What's another suggestion that the person can come that he won't have any dripping and sprinkling of the meiraglayim on him? She like he can use his beitzim to elevate his membrane, and like via hagid ksas to elevate a drop al yidei oy al di matas of, or through a thick cloth, a towel. And the point of the towel is that you don't want the person to be mischamein, to become too warm in that area and to have other problems. Now, what happens if a person did get some nitzoytzoy, some mei reglayim on his feet, on his shoes? Mitzvah l'shashafam is mitzvah to dry it off, to clean himself up. And we explained yesterday as well, the same thing applies that if a person is washing his hands and the paper towels are not right near the sink, so he's taking his hands that are wet and dripping down onto his shoes. So even though he knows it might be just water, nonetheless, he should still make sure to dry his shoes off. Now I can continue with Sif Yedalad. The Mechaber says, Yizor shelo yachoyiz ba'ama v'yashtim, must be careful not to hold his ama, his male organ, and to urinate. Imloy, unless me atar lamat, unless he is touching from the atar is the crown, which is, they translate is the corona, okay, that's how they translate, which is crown. Ulamata, matan means which direction that's going away from the body. Me atar lamata, the understanding is, as the Mishra will explain, that will not arouse him. So if he needs to, he's permitted to hold me atar lamata. Mibne shemaitzi shiva zero levatola. Because there's a concern he might release semen if he holds himself closer to his body. Elaim kein hu nasi, unless the person is married. Amidas chasidus yizar afilu na hanasi, and amidas chasidus is that a person should be ideally, if he can, avoid from touching himself there at all, even when he's married, when he is using the basic kisei. Says the Mishra Sifkat Chaf Hei Lamata. So if he needs to, if he's married, to hold Lamata from the Atara and going away from his body, Vafilu ima Eva Bekishe Mutter Me Atara Ulmat, even if his Aver, his male organ, is hard at that point in time when he's relieving himself, it is permissible if it's Me'atara Ulamata from the crown and away from his body. Ibn Nation might see, but he should not hold himself closer to his body. But then when the person is holding his male organ, Bali Dechimum Vihiru, it's possible for him to come to warming himself up and to improper thoughts. And in regards to the severity of this Aveira, take a look at Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer in Simin Chaf Gimel. Sipkan Chaf Zayin, Hu Nasoi. Now there's a leniency if the person is married, so he's permitted to, even though we say L'chatchila, don't hold your Amma, but Im Lo Yimatar L'mata, Im Ibnei, Shemayis Yisheh Vazel Otel, Elim Kein Hu Nasoi, unless he is married. He's married, saying there's a leniency. The Yeshloi Pas B'Saloi, he has what's called pas besal. It's a term, an expression which means he has bread in his basket. And since he has bread in his basket, meaning he's already married, so this concern, this issue, should not, this Yitzhahara should not affect him as much at that point in time. If it ain't Yitzhahara, Toikvay Kolkach, and his Yitzhahara will not attack him as much. Now, if he's married, but his wife is a Nida, which means relations are, of course, forbidden, or the man is traveling, so he's not with his wife, so it's also forbidden. It still goes back to the original Isser, because he does not have what's called pas besala. He does not have the bread in his basket to protect him in this regard. Now, back to Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, even if the man is married, he's only permitted to assist himself when he's relieving himself. But besides for that, even a married person is not permitted to be touching himself over there in general for any other reason. There are for that swara, there are those that are makbid not to walk around with their hands in their pants pockets for that reason, not to look in that approach of to be more tsunua, be more tsnius. Sifkon chavches hanosoi vim oimid b'mokim sheish loy pachet shloyipo. The person is staying in a place that he might be concerned when he's relieving himself in the field that he might fall. Ein lahachmin benosik klal, then he does not have to be more concerned that he shouldn't hold his aver miatar lamata if he's married or not married. If he's concerned he might fall, he can assist himself to take care of what he needs to do and then go on. We now continue with sif tes vav. The mechaber says, even though a person who is not married is permitted to use his beitzim to elevate his male organ, because assistance with the beitzim, by using the beitzim, his testicles, will not cause him to become warm. Could be a time, says the Mishtabur, that a man would be permitted to use a thick towel, so he's not going to become warm through it. But through his chaluk, his regular garment, is also the concerns it's too thin and might come to chimum, might come to become warm. There are those that are not so comfortable with this matlis ava, because exactly how thick does it have to be? This towel is not so clear. Therefore, they're not so comfortable with this approach. Sif tezayin, Mechaber says, you're only permitted the person who's married to hold his amma. He's not permitted to hold his amma unless he's being mashtin, unless he's urinating. But to scratch himself, loy, he's not permitted to. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, rather in Sifkat Lamed, Lishchake Chloi, Lefisha Chikuch, maybe Lechim, because the scratching could come to making himself warm, over Kal Yovli Day, Shichvas Zera, and that could easily bring him to Haitzos Zera Levatola. The chayadim is more lenient and says no. Through a beggar off, he's permitted to scratch himself. A mutter l'sroik zakon atachtoin ach shaloi gab oz ba'ama biyodei. If a person, let's say, his hairs of his by his male organ are tangled for whatever reason, he needs to comb it straight. He's permitted to do so. Sif yud zayin hamashin ikavav oiver mishum bal tishaketsu. Now, a person who needs to use the bathroom and he doesn't use the bathroom, he transgresses in the isur, the araisa of bal tishaketsu. Don't make yourself an abomination. He's keeping the tzoya, the excrement or the urine inside of him. This is an isur. Now, how much time the person keeps it inside him? The second he feels an urge, doesn't the mamish have to run that second? So we'll see later on by Yechus Tefillah that if a person cannot hold himself back for tzoya for around 72 minutes, and now you don't have to test yourself out. Obviously, if you need to use the basic kisa, so one should go. But the issa would only apply, according to some, once one reaches that point of 72 minutes. That's by tefillah. That's where we learn this from. Says the Mishra Sivkotim Lamed Aleph, Baal Teshaketsu, V'imasha Atzmei L'Ketanim, Oyev Mishum Baal Teshaketsu. If a person holds himself back from urinating, that's Ketanim, then he transgresses the Isser of Baal Teshaketsu. Mishum Loy, Shaloy, Loyeh, Akar, also of the Isser that he should not make himself an Akar. What's an Akar? So an Akar is a sterile. Like you have an Akara, is a female expression of the word Akar, of being sterile. So the concern is that if a person would hold himself back, then he could make himself into an akar. The Chazanish and Evan Ezer Simon Yud Beis if Katan Zayin, and for those who learned Yevamis in the Dirshu schedule, we had this Chazanish actually not too long ago, a few months ago, and he says that an interesting idea based on the Gemara Shebizmanenu Hishtanu Atvim. Nowadays, the teva changed. Now, he's going to say something which might suck you, knock your socks off here. V'yesh rak tzinor echad, hein lezer v'hein lemayim. He says there's only one pipe in the male body for zera, for the seed, as well as for the mayim, for the fluid, for the urine. As opposed to what he's referring to, that there used to be two pipes. Wow. And he's saying, Ishtana hateva. Last night, the doctor at the shir was saying that they make a joke and they say that there's one thing that never changed is the anatomy of the human being. So I told him, I guess I've been absent that day of the joke. I don't know what to tell you, but that's how the Chaznish, it's based on the Gemara in Yevamos. I don't remember the daf exactly, but on the sugars of Krus Shofcha, that's where the Chaznish is talking. And he says this also over here. So therefore, what has to apply? Why are we just saying this nice idea? No, we're saying like this. Therefore, he says that it's lo shayach bismanenu iser lo yeakar. Therefore, is no concern of this iser lo yeakar bismanenu. Okay, there's no iser if a person holds himself back from not urinating. You do have to ask. I think it's appropriate to ask that lamaisa the Mishnah Brura does bring this down. If Mishnah Brura was a contemporary of the Chazanish, right? They lived the same time. And the Mishra still felt lamais that it still is an issue of an iser of lo yeakar. Okay, kedai tashir. Now, in regards to this iser that we're saying here of baal tishaketsu, they also point out here in the dirshu that it's an iser derabbanan. She'eni elo iser mederabbanan. Then he says, mishi yesh lo chayli yashil, a person who has diarrhea. So one of the ways to deal with this issue is to hold yourself back and not to go right away. And therefore, says the Nemuki Arachayim, she'enoi oiver b'zeh al isser b'al teshaketsu, one would not be transgressing the isser b'al teshaketsu in this case. Because why? Because this person is not doing it to just stop and hold himself back, but it's rather he's doing this so that he'll be able to heal himself. So this will not be a problem to hold himself back. Okay. He says further, V'hamashim u'lahafiach, Ainu Aivra al Baltishakitsa, one who holds himself back from passing gas has not transgressed this Isra of Baltishakitsu. Gama Isra Baltishakitsu, Nidhe Bimne Kovar Briois, Gwena Mashin the Kovar Achi Imsa Mokum Sunua Chai Gavna. So too, a person who says over here, Gama Isra Baltishakitsu, the Isra of Baltishakitsu is pushed aside because of Kovar Briois. We're at the end of number 31 in the bottom, in the Sifka Laman Aleph. Mibnei Kavod HaBriyos. So if a person has an issue of Kavod HaBriyos, and we'll give an example in a minute. Then you push aside Isra about the Shakas because of Kavod HaBriyos. Gagoy Namashin, the Kavod HaAchi Yimsum, Makum Sanua, Chai Gavna. For example, a person is looking for a bathroom, and he's looking for a place to use. He's not transgressing the Isra about the Shakatsu when he needs to relieve himself, when he can't find the bathroom. He's looking for a bathroom. Uchai Gavna. And we'll give another example in a minute. Just finish over here, this last line. Yizor mo'ed l'naklekanei chaytev kitzoyev v'mekoyim v'mashu. One has to be very careful to clean himself well, because the excrement is forbidden to keep there by the rectum, even the smallest amount. It's appropriate to wash that area with water or with spit. Because when a person keeps it there and then he's going to say Dabar Shepikdusha, it's going to be a problem. Now, let's give an example which might come up. It's a possibility. Person is davening, let's say, example in Shabbos, make it more practical. And this is the place we discuss. Person is davening, and he needs to go use the basic kiseh. He needs to use the bathroom. He gets up, he's about to start working out, walking out. He's in the front of the shul, and they call him for an aliyah. He gets an aliyah now. So he knows he needs to use the bathroom. He doesn't want to transgress about the shakitsu. Right? You have 400 people in the shul. So what does he do? So because of Kavod HaBriyos, the respect for human dignity, we are told that he can go get, now obviously if he himself knows he can't wait, he has no choice, so he has to go out. That's a different issue. We're saying if he can mamish wait a few more minutes, in that case, he is permitted to go get the aliyah, make the bracha, and then go out afterwards. The same thing can be with who? With the Baal Koyre. With the Baal Koyre, the one who's laning. So it happens to be he also needs the basic kisei, but he's supposed to be up there. And if he's not up there, it's going to be embarrassing for him. So also, the place can bring down that this would also be because of Kavod HaBriyos, that this person is the, let's say, the Baal Koyre Kavua, as Rav Chaim Kineski says over here, Shim Yesh Loi Busha Gedoyla, Ula Yesh HaHokel, that if he has Busha Gedoyla, big embarrassment, there's also perhaps room to be lenient with this individual. Yeah. Long musaf. Yeah, you know, these things happen. So, a person has to know that there are some leniencies because of Kavod HaBriyos. Okay, so that was Simon Gimel, and we now continue with Simon Dalid, the halachas of Netilas Yodayim. Yes, question. The question was, a person, he started to daven, and he doesn't need to use the bathroom, and then while he's davening, he's middle of Pesukim Dezimra, and he feels an urge, he needs to use the bathroom. So the Pesukim say that if he went to the bathroom before davening, and at that point in time, like by Pesukim Dezimra, he needs to use the bathroom a little, he doesn't necessarily have to go to the bathroom at that point in time. Okay, if it's not a pressing urge, then if he does have to, he does have to. Sometimes a person's mesiach das, he takes his mind off of the fact of needing to go to the bathroom, that will go away. Now, if his body's telling him he has to go, then he has to stop. But if he already went beforehand, and he is in the middle of davening Pesukim Dezimra already, and, you know, the pesukim say it's not a pressing need, then he can continue davening. Okay. Sif Dalit, Simon Dalit, Dinin Tilas Yodayim. Yirchatz Yodov Vivarech Al Nitilas Yodayim. You wash your hands in the morning and you make the bracha of al nitilas with a komatz yodayim. Not a patach, not a pasach, however you say it. not with the line across underneath the yud, but rather with the kamatz, and it's yodayim. Okay. There are two reasons why you wash your hands in the morning. What are the two reasons? So we'll discuss these two reasons now. Let's first say them outside, then we'll say them inside. See it inside. The Rosh says, in the bottom, in the Mishnah, it brings down the Rosh, that person's hands, when he sleeps, they move around, touch different parts of his body, parts that are usually covered, scratching himself, whatever it might be. And the person then wakes up. What do we do in the morning? We go daven to Hashem. Why are we here in this world? The Rosh speaks this all out. He says, because we're here to serve Hashem. So if we're here to serve Hashem, the same way the Kehanim, like in the parashas we're learning now, Shumat Tetzav, Yaakov Kudei, that they had the base and the kiyar to wash their hands, so too we also have to wash our hands before we come to serve Hashem with a bracha when it comes to tefillah. The Rashba, that's the Rosh. The Rashba says another reason. The Rashba says, because we are Briya Chadosh, we're a new creation. The same way someone gives you something, you say thank you. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something. It's called life. He gave us another day of life. So we have to wash our hands and say, thank you Hashem for this life that now I can come and serve you as well. Okay, now let's take a look inside. Yesh al-zeh shnei taim, the two reasons. Harash kosav, the Rosh ben Asher writes, lefi shiadayim shel adam askon yasein. The person's hands, they move around, they're busy. V'yev shushaloi, yigab abasam atunif balayim. It's not possible that the person was sleeping the whole night and he didn't touch part of his body that was, that's what we call dirty. We call it dirty, meaning that because it's covered part of his body. Lachain, lezeh, tiknu chazal v'bracha ala netila, the kriyashma l'tfila, and for this reason, Chazal established that a person should wash his hands in the morning for reciting kriyashma deraisa and for l'tfila for shmoneh esrei. V'harash v'kasav, the Rashba, he writes, l'fisha b'shachar achar ha'sheina anu nasim kebriya chadosh. In the morning, after we wake up from our sleep, we become like a new creation. D'chsiv, as it says in the pasuk, chadosh l'bekarim rabbe emunasecha. That's once again pasuk in Eicha, which we use this pasuk as well for the source of Maida'ani also. So you'll say, well, if I'm saying this in the morning, l'kai neshama, why did it say Maida'ani, right? If I'm saying Anatil Sadayim, why did it say Maida'ani? So Maida'ani is right away. You wake up, you are Hashem, you have a life. Another day of life. You know, there is one day that will come after 120 years that the person will not be waking up and saying Maida'ani. So we have to appreciate every day that we do have this opportunity to thank Hashem. The first thing we want to do in the morning is thank you. You gave me another day of life. Then we'll say it afterwards with the bracha. So then, d'chsev chadashim akar rabbi mesech d'srichanonu lehoidoy slo yizbarach. We have to thank Hashem shebaron baronu lechvoidoy lishorisoy levaruch shmoyak. Hashem created us, as the Rashi says here, for His honor to serve Him ulevaruch shmoy and to bless His name. While davar zed tignu b'shachar kol ois na bracha shonu levaruchem b'chol baiker. And for this reason, that's what we have, the birchas shachar. We thank Hashem for all these brachas in the morning, all the brachas of Shachar, for the fact that I can bend, I can stand, I can move, I can see. L'chein, gam, dober zeh, tikno b'shachar. So too over here was also established in the morning, l'skadish b'kdushosoy, to mikadish b'kdusha, v'litol yodeinu, and to wash our hands, min ha'kli, k'koyin, sh'mikadish yodov, min ha'kiyod, k'koyinim avidosoy. Like a koyin who is mikadish, like a kohen who is mekadesh, is washed, sanctifies his hands before he comes to serve Hashem. Now, how do we paskin? Like the Rosh or like the Rashba? Is it like the Rosh, the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is because of davening? Or is it like the Rashba because of a new creation and to serve Hashem? And the answer is?
Both.
Okay. And the question I have to ask you is like, l'may nafkimino, what does it make a difference? How you paskin? And the answer to that will be, is to, when do you make the bracha also? In other words, let's say you wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. If you paskin like the Rashba, so we said we do, so you make the bracha. Why? Right then at 6 o'clock in the morning, after you take care of your bathroom needs and things like this. Why? Because you're Briya Chadosha. What happens if you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but you don't daven until 8 o'clock? So what did the Rosh say? The Rosh said the reason why you wash your hands is for what? It's for davening. For Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Now, am I davening at 6:05? No, I'm not davening till 8 o'clock. So now the question has to be asked, according to the Rosh, do I make the bracha? Do I make Antil Sadayim with the bracha? Of course you always wash your hands. So here, that's part of the nafkamina, the practical difference of having to understand what we're doing over here. Now, La'alacha on the Toysim says the Mishwa Kishnei HaTaymim L'chumra L'inyan L'tila. We take the approach of both reasons, La'alacha L'chumra. And he brings down later on Sim Kuf Gimel in the Be'er Halacha, the Kaimelon de Loi Niskina Netilas Yadayim Ela B'Shachris D'Nasa K'Bi'a Chadasha. So it's interesting that later on in Sim Kuf Gimel by Tfila, the Be'er Halacha, who's also the same author, the Chavetz Chaim, wrote the Mishra, he says, the Kaimelon de Loi Niskina Netilas Yadayim Ela B'Shachris D'Nasa K'Bi'a Chadasha. So who's that? That's the Rashba. That's the Rashba. So it's interesting because he's not bringing down the Rosh later on. Okay. V'imloy beirich an latilas yadayim koydim at tfila. What happens like this? You didn't make the bracha before you davened. You forgot. And after you davened, you realize, you know, I didn't make the bracha. Okay, I'll make the bracha now. Says the Mishnah Brura, nothing doing. Shuv lo yivarech achar at tfila dekul yama. Everyone will agree. At this point in time, you lost the chance to make the bracha. Now, in the dish, they bring the chayadim and says that tefila he b'makom karban that tzarich adam lekadish es atzmo ben tefila sedayim kekoyin lefnei avaydosai. Tefila is in place of the karbanos, just like the koyin washes his hands by the kiyor, as we said. So too, this is before he brings the karbanos, not after the fact. V'alkein lo nitam leishlama la'achat tefila. You can't make up the fact that you didn't wash with the bracha after davening. You can't make the bracha after davening. He brings from Chaim Kinesi over here, Shalacha tefila hainu la'achar tefila slachash. What does it mean after davening? After you said aleinu, after you said shir shal yoyim, after davening means after your shmoneh esrei, your private shmoneh esrei. After you daven your private shmoneh esrei, you realize, I never washed in tefilas adayim. I never made a bracha. Rather, hopefully you did wash, but you never made a bracha. It's too late at that point in time. Siv cotton bays. Yerchatz yadav, wash your hands, yivarech al natila sedayim, miyad achar natila yivarech, immediately after natila, you should make the bracha. Make the bracha right away. Vein tzarech lantan al nigov. And what does that mean? It says you don't have to wait to dry your hands. You don't have to wait to dry your hands. Vegam al nigov ein ma'akev. And the drying does not prevent you from making the bracha. So he says, V'yesh ma'achmir n'shalo yivarech ad achar she'inagi v'adav d'sri lehu d'ein ruach ro sami adayim ad achar nigov d'sri lehu d'osir levarech v'adayim shuruach ro shera aleihim. Now, the Mishnah brings a different opinion that says there's more machmir that one should only make the bracha after he dries his hands. Why? Because that and that point in time, that's when the ruach ro, this evil spirit, is totally removed from the hands. And until that's totally removed from the hands, one should not be making a bracha. However, Avodas HaPayiskim Enekein, the Das, the opinion of the Payiskim is not like this. So therefore, you could make the bracha of Anthi Yisodayim even before you dry your hands. Now, we're discussing here once again, specifically in the morning, nothing to do with bread. We're not discussing washing hands with bread. That's much further down the road. Kosa B'Seder HaYoyim. The Seder HaYoyim is a very chashuv sefer. I have it at home, and it's quoted throughout. The Mishnah over here is quoted many times by the Magen Avraham, and the Sefer Seder Hayoyim does exactly, it's a small Sefer, it does exactly what the name is. He discusses the order of the day of a person's life. And he discusses not just the day, but the life cycle. He has beautiful, beautiful pieces throughout, and also take a look on Purim's coming up, when it discusses on different parts, you do this, you do that. It's mamish like a beautiful Rebbe.
So which one is it?
Seder Hayoyim. We like the word Seder, as you see over here, right? Seder. Order of the day. If you look inside, it's right there. Right? Shilayiga b'mabushav ad shiyito. So the Sefer Seder Hayoyim, he says, don't touch your clothing until you wash your hands. However, there's a leniency that one can rely on because the Magen Avraham says that there's no mashmois in the Gemara. The Gemara lo mashmakein. The Gemara does not have any mashmois that you cannot touch your clothing until you wash your hands. Isa brachas dafnan aleph al titol chalukcho sharchas miyad shamish v'tilbosh mishum sakon is mazikin. Then he brings here the Gemara and brachas, a different point but similar, says don't take clothing from the shamish that he's handing you and because of the concern of the mazikin, the damagers. Ela yitlehu ba'atzmai, take your clothing yourself, yimakim shuhusham, that where the clothing is. Ba'afilu oisai shamash kavai not yodiv, even if the shamash already washed his hands. Now, I don't think this has to apply to most of us. You have a butler in your house in the morning, you get up? No, okay. Me neither. Okay, fine. I'm reading the Gemara. Roich it's odom panov yodov v'ragel v'choyoy mishum kvoy koinai. A person should wash his hands, face, and feet every single day because he is in the image of Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem. However, when you're saying the Shinon Neholchim Yechefim, now this don't go barefoot, ein tzarech lechoyitz raglov shachvis. You don't have to wash your feet because we are not going barefoot, but it's appropriate. When a person washes his face in the morning, he can be thinking, this is my Tzelem Elokim. Not only that, you can also be thinking, I mean, sometimes you're just waking up, too much to think already, but if he has the ability to think about this, that the same way he's washing his face in the morning, and he has a Tzelem Elokim, he also, his friend also has a Tzelem Elokim. And that's also a Tzelem Elokim. And we can try to think to respect other people properly because of a Tzelem Elokim imbued in their body. Mr. Shem, continue tomorrow's shiur from the Ramah about Asher Yotzar.